for nothing. Piano lessons, private tutors, all the best that his banking fortune could buy. When his own illness had worsened, confining him to his bed or the wheelchair that he despised, she had done her best to give him the same degree of comfort he had always given her. But still, his health slowly and steadily deteriorated. Now he was gone, and she was alone. After the mourners left, she went through the downstairs rooms, dimming the lights. Glancing up, she caught sight of her reflection in a mirror. At 25 years of age, Adriana Moore had a head of dark, brown, curly hair that fell to her shoulders. Her soft, oval face was defined by high cheekbones and a warm complexion. Her father had always told her that her deep-set emerald green eyes were exactly like her mother's. He called her his beautiful princess. At the moment, wearing a simple black dress, mourning the loss of her remaining family, she felt anything but beautiful. She was heartsick and exhausted.
"I dare say you get more stunning with each passing year."
Startled by the voice behind her, Adriana whirled at the sound, her hand reflexively rising to her chest. With slow, measured steps, a man crossed the room toward her. In the scant light, she had to peer intently into the shadows to see her unexpected guest. Finally, there was the spark of recognition, a spark that sent a shiver down her spine.
"Oh, it's you, Mr. Pope. You startled me."
"How many times must I tell you, my dear, to call me Richard?"
He eased out of the gloom to stand before Adriana. In his late 40s, Richard Pope was a man who exuded an air of supreme confidence. Short, with a long face that was marked by full red lips, he had colorless eyes that, over a bulbous nose, looked straight into hers. His clothes were immaculate, his shoes polished to a perfect black. The sweet-smelling pomade he had rubbed into his thinning salt-and-pepper hair made Adriana's stomach churn.
"I didn't realize you were still here," she said, ignoring his comment.
"I was showing Judge Walters and his wife to the door, and walked with them out onto the porch. I don't know if you recognized him. The wisp of a gentleman whose wife is as fat as he is thin," he explained. "He has always been very important to Moore Bank and Trust, and I wanted to give him my assurances that everything concerned with the company was in good hands. It's all about impressions, you know."
"Thank you for your help today, Mr. Richard, she corrected herself. "What with the funeral arrangements and all of the guests, I don't know if I could have managed without you."
She hated to admit it, but he had been very helpful. With his legal guidance, her father's bank had continued to grow ever larger and more prosperous. Adriana was certain that the only thing that mattered to Richard Pope was acquiring more and more money. As Charles Moore's health worsened, taking him away from the day-to-day operations of his bank, Richard's influence had grown. For the past several months, he had been essentially overseeing the business.
"It's the least that I could do. How are you managing through all of this?"
"All right, I suppose. I don't think it has fully sunk in yet. That he's gone, I mean. He was always positive about things. Even after my mother passed away, I could never imagine the same happening to him."
"And yet it did," Richard said matter-of-factly. "He did die."
Walking over to a small bureau, he proceeded to pour himself a generous glass of brandy from a beveled decanter. As he contemplated the amber liquid, a thin smile spread across his face. To Adriana, he looked like a wolf preparing to sink his fangs into its defenseless prey.
"I'm sorry to have to leave you," she said hurriedly,
wanting desperately to get away from the man.
"But I'm going to retire for the night. All of this has left me exhausted." "Please let yourself out."
Quickly she turned on her heel and made for the staircase on the far side of the room, but before she could take even a couple of steps, his voice stopped her.
"Actually, my dear, there are things you and I need to discuss. Business matters that cannot wait, even for a night. I'm afraid that you'll..."